Hi, Terry. What's on your mind?
Hi there. A week or so ago, I asked you about bipolar, and you turned me on and reminded me of what Truvel has to offer. And so I'm transitioning a client onto that, but he's also on 1,800 milligrams of lithium carbonate. And is it practical working with a doctor to be able to scale that back into maybe a lithium orotate or some other form of lithium that's more bioavailable?
Well, from what I hear from the people at that TrueHope.com network, that's possible in about 75% of the cases they work with. And they're not claiming 100% either. It doesn't work every time, but they're saying about 75% can scale off of whatever other treatment they're taking and onto that combination product called M-Power Plus that you know about. But you're quite right. One should be working with the doctor whilst doing that. Now, let me digress to something I learned from Dr. David Horobin, who was quite the expert on essential fatty acids. And in a lecture one time, he told us that if you ever have anybody who's having adverse effects from lithium, and 1,800 milligrams is quite a lot, although you do know that not all of that is lithium. Some of it is the carbonate, of course. Anyway, he said, if you ever have anybody who's having any troubles with lithium, he says you get them on a good dose of essential fatty acids, because what the lithium does is it blocks essential fatty acid metabolism. If you use a whole lot of it, in some people, it doesn't do it with everybody. But he said that'll make those side effects go away. And we actually had occasion to work with the patients of a psychiatrist who's no longer with us, but he actually believed somewhat in natural medicine. And he sent over two patients at two different times who had very bad bipolar disease. And this was before M-Power Plus, too, by the way, so I couldn't refer them to that. He sent them over, and first lady, she's having the shakes, her blood pressure's going up, she feels like she's got the flu in the gut, just typical high overdose lithium symptoms, but she didn't want to quit taking it because, in her case, she got extremely depressed and wanted to commit suicide without the lithium, so when she went to the low end of bipolar. So we asked her to take a tablespoon of fish oil and a tablespoon of flax oil every day, twice a day, with some vitamin E, and you know what? Her lithium overdose sensitivity problem went away. It went away in about 3 or 4 weeks. No more problems. And the psychiatrist sent over someone else who, when he went bipolar, he wanted to buy the Space Needle, that kind of excitement. And he was having side effects too. He didn't want to get off the lithium. And that helped him too, sir. So I tell everybody, if you're using a high dose of lithium, even if you're not having side effects, protect your body with some omega-3s mostly and then some omega-6s.
Okay, that sounds very reasonable. The other thing that occurred to me when I was doing research on that, it said that lithium is one of the mineral cofactors in the metabolic chain that leads from tryptophan to serotonin and melatonin. And because bipolar in the manic state can't sleep, it seemed like that a combination of lithium and either tryptophan or 5-HTP might also be helpful, again, working with a doctor on this, because I think there are some genetic, potential genetic issues in those metabolic steps that could also be a problem. So I basically came up with a strategy of 23andMe to find out what might be going on and then work with the doctor to see if there's any way to transition to a more bioavailable form of lithium along with what you just suggested and see how that works. Does that make any sense?
That makes a lot of sense. Congratulations, sir. You're being proactive about health. That's what we all have to be to stay as healthy as we can. So, yeah, you got that all just right. Do work with the doctor and keep on going. You're doing fine. Thank you for calling, sir, so much.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye now.